Here we go, folks. We got a hot one for you today, straight off the press. We're talking impeachment, talking big Trump, and what impeachment really means. We're going to get down to the bottom of what's really going on. This is Fidel Cashflow VA Talk Radio. What's good, everybody? It's Fidel Cashflow VA Talk Radio, and I'm your host. Now, this is a very special one. We're talking impeachment today, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, if anybody's been on Facebook or the internet, or just if you haven't been up under a rock, you've heard about the impeachment inquiry on our 45th president, Donald J. Trump. So it's big news. Of course it's big news. Anytime you hear about impeachment or anything about the president going to trial. Again, you know, like I said, if you haven't been under a rock, you've seen, maybe your Facebook friends been posting about it. I know, it's been pretty popular on my timeline, but the point of this episode, we're gonna separate the facts from the fiction. Okay. Now it's not gonna be a long drawn out situation, but what people need to understand is, everything that you hear is not true. Okay. Sometimes you got to look up definitions. Sometimes you have to really get a better grasp on, you know, what these news pundits are talking about. So the formal, wait, back it up. I ain't even going to go into that. Let's talk about what impeachment really is. Okay. Cause you hear the term a lot. Everybody knew, you know, around my age, knew that Clinton got impeached for his relations with Monica Lewinsky. And the other president to get impeached was President Richard Tricky Dick Nixon. Impeachment is a process by which a legislative body levels charges against a government official. Okay, impeachment does not in itself remove the official definitively from office. See, it's similar to an indictment in criminal law. And it's essentially the statement of charges against the official. So with that being said, when they say this man's getting impeached, it means they're bringing up, you know, the charges, bringing the charges up against him. And again, like they say, it's similar to somebody getting indicted. And being indicted doesn't necessarily mean you're guilty. So keep that in mind. Now, impeachment and conviction of officials, it does involve an overturning of the normal constitutional procedures by which they achieve the high office. So it's a really big deal. Impeachment at the federal level is limited to those who may have committed treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. Y'all, keep that in mind, and we'll be right back. We're going to get a quick message from the sponsors. This is Fidel Cashflow VA Talk Radio. Yo, 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 it's your boy, you know, Fidel Cashflow VA. Hey, have you followed LA Show on YouTube? Or how about J Rated R on Spotify? LA Show on Spotify. What about J Rated R on YouTube? Hey, look, you need to go follow LA Show and J Rated R. Look, they're both going hard daily for the people, dropping some of the best information from here and way out there. I'm telling you, you can't miss it. So go ahead and subscribe to LA Show on YouTube. She's booming. She's taking care of her community and doing her part. And J Rated R, he's taking the science and breaking it down so that anybody can understand it. Make sure you check him out on Spotify. It's Fidel Cashflow VA. You know I'm on it. All right, and we're back. Hopefully you got what you needed from that. Now to clear up a couple things. Okay, when they say that it's been three presidents that have been impeached, with Donald Trump being the third, a lot of people think it was Richard Nixon, Bill Clinton, and Donald Trump. But in fact, it was Andrew Johnson, Bill Clinton, and Donald Trump, because the other two presidents, John Tyler and Richard Nixon, you know, Nixon resigned before the proceedings began. but he was one of the most popular ones where they brought up impeachment for the Watergate deal. So we're going to leave Nixon out when we go into the descriptions and talk a little bit more. So let's get down to this thing about Donald Trump and why he's being impeached. Basically, this whistleblower said that Trump may have abused the power of the presidency by withholding military aid as a way of pressuring the newly elected president of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky. Okay, the press, they're alleging that the pressure was for him to perform two favors, to pursue investigations of Joe Biden and his son Hunter, which people said Hunter smokes crack, and also to investigate a conspiracy theory that Ukraine, not Russia, was behind the interference in the 2016 presidential election. Okay. Now, it also says that more than a week after Trump had put a hold on the previously approved military aid, he made those requests in a July 25th phone call with the Ukrainian president. And that's where the whistleblower alleged he was intended to help Trump's re-election bid, the re-election bid for the upcoming election. So, to me, now I'm not, you know, I'm totally unbiased when it comes to politics. It sounds like a bunch of shit. Okay, I saw all the Democrats, and it looked like a circus, I ain't gonna front. Nobody was really standing out that's running. And I mean, if you feel like you're gonna lose, you're gonna do everything you can. When the times get desperate, you're gonna do everything you can to try to win. That's just my opinion. But that's the reason why they're bringing up the inquiry for the impeachment against Donald Trump. So they've begun the proceedings, and as you can see on the news, they're moving along with that. I don't know. I wasn't there. I'm not on the other end of the phone, so I'm not gonna assume or, you know, anything about a phone call to Ukraine. Heck, nobody knows but him. We'll be right back, though, after a short break and a message from our sponsors, Fidel Cashflow, VA Talk Radio. All right, stop what you're doing. Go to Facebook and follow the group Shopping Deals and Sales. That's Biggie's List. You don't want to miss out on these deals, I'm telling you. The team here at Fidel Cashflow, VA, we're searching far and wide for the best deals online for everything. And we don't stop on the holiday. We just pick it up. We have the best deals on anything from video games to clothing to accessories, things for the home, travel packages. I can't name it all. Right here, we got an eye hair comb. It's the ultimate solution for your hair. Nike Air More Uptempo, the What the 90s shoe for the kids. Those things are fly. We got a lot going on. I'm telling you, you don't want to miss out. So go check out Shopping Deals and Sales. Make sure you follow the group Shopping Deals and Sales on Facebook. And then you could be a part of these great deals and save you some money. And we're back. So, all right, it says here the background on the previous calls for impeachment. And again, this is for Donald Trump. Efforts to impeach the president have been made by a variety of people and groups. Okay, the first efforts in the Republican-controlled Congress, they were initiated in 2017 by Representatives Al Green, Brad Sherman, who both Democrats. And real quick, anybody that paid attention, Trump actually said before he even ran for president that, you know, he'd run as a Republican for whatever reason. You know, when they get people to choose sides and, hey, are you this or that? If you're this, you can't be that. If you're on this team, you can't agree with this team. That's a crock of shit. In my book, because aren't you elected to do what's best for the nation? They spend more time bickering and arguing back and forth than doing anything for our communities. Okay? Our inner city communities, especially. A lot of our inner city communities are being sold to the highest bidder. Gentrification is real, okay? They're raising the prices and not raising the wages. But they want you to get all riled up about this impeachment. I go up and down my Facebook feed and I see people, oh, and Peach's ass, and Peach's ass, you know, good to go, good to go. Okay. I'm not going to get into politics, though, because it's going to be an argument. You don't talk about politics, you don't talk about religion. But that's pretty much what it is. An overview about the impeachment of Donald J. Trump. It has a lot to do with the Ukraine connection. Pretty much saying that he abused his power to investigate dealings that Vice President Joe Biden had under the Obama administration and Joe Biden's son Hunter, who smokes crack. So they've been going at it for a while, slinging mud, typical Washington, D.C. nonsense. You guys, I don't have much else to say about it. Those are the facts. You can look it up yourself. But I wouldn't advise anybody to be on a us versus them type of mindset. The biggest thing you can do is look up the facts. And really, what are these politicians doing for us? What are they doing for you and your family? What are they doing for your community? These are the people that we elected. We have to hold them accountable. And if they want to spend their time arguing and bickering like a bunch of kids in a debate class, that's not what we're paying them for. Guys, we're going to take one more break and come back and wrap this thing up on Fidel Cashflow VA Talk Radio. Are you an entrepreneur? A business owner? You into hip-hop? The culture, the lifestyle, the music? You need to be following hip-hop business news. You can find it on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And the Twitter feed is the best for finding your business news on the daily. I mean, the best feed. Also at FidelCashflowVA.com, we have an interactive menu where you can be a part of the forum and also share your thoughts and opinions on what's going on in today's news. Hip-hop business news. Make sure you subscribe to the page and follow so you stay in tune with what's going on in your world today. All right. So, you know, I can't do an impeachment podcast without talking about Big Bill. All right. So when Bill Clinton was impeached, I know a lot of y'all were around when this happened. I was actually vacationing down here where I live at now, Virginia Beach. So yeah, it was initiated on October 8th, 1998. And that was when the United States House of Representatives voted to commence impeachment proceedings against Bill Clinton, who was at the time the 42nd president of the United States. Now, he was being impeached for high crimes and misdemeanors. These charges were that Clinton lied under oath and that he obstructed justice. They were stemmed from a sexual harassment lawsuit filed against Clinton by Paula Jones. Okay. And from Clinton's testimony denying that he had had a sexual relationship with White House intern Monica Lewinsky. Okay, so you remember, I did not have sexual relations with that woman. Yeah, lied under oath. But Clinton was up in there getting his dick sucked. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to leave it at that. I mean, and the world knew it. You know what I'm saying? He was a playboy. He's a Leo. He's a playboy. You know, the reason why you didn't hear about a bunch of nonsense with the Obama administration is because Obama was the first colored president. He's mixed race. His wife was a black woman. They had two beautiful children. And I'm not going to get into the politics, but, you know, he had to be squeaky clean because they were already at his neck, in my opinion. But the thing about Donald Trump, everybody liked the man until he ran for president. And the media told everybody not to like him. Everybody said he was a racist and this and that. But he wasn't racist when everybody was like watching the show. When everybody was saying, you're fired. When everybody was talking about the Trump Hotel and their songs. When all the rappers were taking pictures of him and with him. I'm just saying, though. Look up the facts. It's right here on the internet. I'm looking at my laptop, giving you the facts. They're saying it was the Ukraine that he allegedly used his power to withhold military aid in order to get some results. It's an impeachable offense if he did it. And if he abused his power, he deserves to be impeached. But we'll wait till all the facts come out. It's your boy, Dale Cashflow VA. Talk Radio. Thanks for coming out. You know I'm going to keep you posted. I'm out.